WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Happy Sunday, y'all. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And
it's Sunday.
It is. And you know what? I think, so, you know, we were spoiled last weekend by the three-day weekend. And I've told you on previous occasions, the Sunday scaries are like a real thing for
me. Mentioned that. Yeah.
I feel like I'm... You know, we're close to 40 years old, and, like, I feel like I should have my life together
Let me ask you this. With the Monday holiday, did you have Monday scaries, or were you okay? Did you pass that hump?
I did have Monday scaries.
You did.
Because, like, well, we had a lot of stuff going on in the office. So, for one, and I will say this, maybe our listeners will be able to understand this. So the what I would consider the duct tape of our office, the air traffic control of our office, Anna McJenkin, fabulous programming assistant that we had for 5 years, she moved positions. She actually started working for Dr. Perez and Dr. Adam Sterrett. So, super excited for her upgrade and all of that, but like, dude, like, we were a casualty in that. And I, when I went by to see her on her first day of work, Dr. Sterrett was like, hey, it's a dog eat dog world out here. Like, he was gangster about it.
I mean, I've noticed that. I mean, we should have him on the show. I think that'd be awesome.
I think it would be.
Because, and this shout out to Dr. Sterrett, we have been, he's been coming to our yoga classes at the rec center. He's been very consistent.
Really?
And I've been very impressed. And he's like adding it into his routine. So we might have to bring him on one day. We might need a guest coming up. I don't know.
Yeah. So we might. Maybe we get him to talk about some random, I feel like he could just talk about stuff on the fly.
He could.
But so that added to the craziness. But no, you're right. Like, regardless of, like, if it's a Sunday or Monday or whatever day after, just thinking about having to go into the week,
I
freak out.
This is what I think you should do. Y'all don't work any remote jobs, I don't think. Like y'all aren't allowed to work remotely, are you?
Not right now.
Okay, if
that
you
could
do,
be the dream.
Yeah. Monday needs to be your day. I know some people on campus get to do it. I think Jason's going to get to do it at some point. But, like, Monday needs to be your remote day. That will solve your problems.
So, actually, that's really interesting that you say that, because I had to guest speak for a class. And so it was a freshman Compass course. And the instructor, as, like, a discussion question for the students, and they had to, like, write up their answer. Like, if you're working, like, your professional job and you had the option of being off consistently on a Friday or a Monday, which day would you choose and why? So nobody verbally answered. That was just their prompt. So I'm kind of curious, would you be a consistently off on Friday or consistently off on Monday person?
Mondays don't scare me, really. Because I won't schedule myself to teach a class at all on Mondays. If I have to teach yoga or Pilates or something like that, I just won't. And I use that as, like, just get stuff done day. Honestly, this sounds weird, but I would pick, like, a Tuesday or a Wednesday. I would be a midweek kind of person to where, like, I could ramp it up and then take a day where I can work from home and then kind of take a break from the week and then go into it. So what would you do? Would you do Mondays?
If I was forced, I'd probably pick the Fridays
really?
Off. Because maybe I would think, like, maybe I wouldn't have as much of the Sunday scaries because I'd be like, dude.
Short week.
Yeah. Like, I can churn it out Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
I got enough energy for that.
I feel like we need to work through this with you, Sheena, because as long as we've been doing the radio show, I feel like this has been something that's come up multiple times. So we're really going to have to work through this. We're going
to
come up with some strategies for you, some breathing techniques maybe.
I think so.
But yeah, but, you know, I think thinking about that, you know, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about for this show. And we're a little delirious today, but Wellness Week is coming up.
Yes, it is.
And there's a lot of fun events. I'm actually going to be out of town. I'm going to miss all these events, but I'm glad that I'm going to get to talk about some of them with our guests today.
Yes. So on that theme, let's take a break. Everybody needs to do a little self-care, use the restroom, grab some water, all that good stuff. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, everybody, listening to Fit to Be Tie with Sheena and Whitney. And I'm fixing to go on a vacation, so I'm just going to leave all y'all behind. I'm just kidding. Talking about self-care. But anyway, it's Wellness Week, and our friends over in Health Promotion and Wellness, is that what y'all are?
We are health promotion.
Yeah, because yeah. I know we have wellness and work-life balance, and so I know there's kind of a, yes. You know, I know there's like, I don't know if it's like a turf war, but you know what I mean. But anyway, There you go. But yeah, we have Tiffany Lawson on our show today, and Tiffany, you've been on here how many times? We were talking at least four.
I think this is my fourth time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you and Sheena work together.
Yes,
we do.
And you're responsible for Wellness Week. It's your baby.
Yeah. Super excited.
Yeah. But Tiffany, tell us a little bit about yourself for those that haven't had the chance to listen to you.
You mean everybody doesn't listen to y'all's show?
And so look, you'd be surprised.
Okay. For the small few who do not know, I'm Tiffany Lawson. I work in the Department of Health Promotion and Wellness. I have my master's in health promotion, and I've been working in higher education for about 5 years. I have some corporate wellness, worksite wellness experience as well from my previous roles. I went to the University of Mississippi, hottie totty. and I've been at the university for about 3 years now, so I guess a little bit over 3 years because my anniversary was last month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And okay. And what I also love about you is like you have a gazillion credentials. So can we please like enlighten our listeners with like all the things that you are like hashtag expert in?
Yes. I'm certified up, y'all. Yeah. Okay. So I am a certified health and wellness specialist. So I have my CHIS certification. Mm. I am ACSM certified. Personal trainer.
That's right. We always talk about this. Yes. I'm like, why are you not training with us?
Yeah, I know. I should.
If you need some hours, I mean, just for fun.
Yeah, seriously. And for my personal mental health and self-care, I should. And then I have two coaching certifications. I have a Well Coaches Health and Wellness Coaching Certification, and I'm certified through the National Board of Health and Wellness Coaching. The specific name escapes me right now because, you know, I have a lot of certifications.
That's a lot.
Right down the list.
Yes. Good for you, though.
No, I had to make sure that our listeners know that, like, you know, we recruit the creme de la creme to, like, be guests on our show. Mm-hmm. So I was like, dude, like, Tiffany is legit. Like, we got to talk about all the things.
Your nickname should be Coach because you have all these, like, coaching, you know, like, wellness coaching. Is right. What like, you should just be Coach.
I like that, Whitney.
Yeah, why not? We'll just start it. But so tell us a little bit about your role with Health Promotion Wellness and what you do.
Sure. So my primary focus area is over financial wellness and financial literacy here at the university. And so I oversee financial wellness initiatives here. We have a peer financial coaching program that I oversee. I also organize and plan and execute all of the Wellness Week and health fairs that we have. And we have a health fair in the fall and we have one in the spring. And I also co-advise a peer education group with Project Help.
Nice.
You just do a lot.
Do it all.
Yeah, and I've done a lot this week.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I guess it was Paige Acker when she was on the show last week. Was that last week she was on the show? I get confused. Yeah. And her, you know, university program, she has like all these things she has to do. And I feel like this is your week, like her week was like 2 weeks ago, where it was like the gauntlet of like, I got to get through this thing. And then the week's over, it's like, I made it. I'm done. And then it's like you can focus on some other things that you do with the presentations. And then it comes again in the spring and you get to do more of these types of things. And I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes people don't realize that people in student life like work a lot of additional hours. Maybe they do. I don't know. But we do work a lot, especially you guys are doing tons of tabling. Y'all need to get some students on that. You need to hire some students.
I know.
Come on, Dylan.
Yeah. Budget's a touchy subject for us sometimes. Isn't it for us all? So I'll just say it that way. But Tiffany, what got you interested?
I'm a little punchy today. Yes. Yeah, you know.
What got you interested in the health field and specifically working in the health field in the higher ed arena?
You know what, Sheena, that's a really good, great question. I think I kind of just like fell into it because I have my bachelor's in chemistry.
Oh, wow.
And I was working in a synthetic drug testing lab after I graduated. and I hated it. I was like, this is not for me. And I learned that quickly within like, you know, 6 months or so after graduating. And I just started perusing like our website at the University of Mississippi to kind of see what type of graduate programs were offered. And I came across the health promotion program. And I was like, oh, that looks kind of interesting. Like, I think I'll be interested in that. And it was like during a break period, or we're about to go on a break. And the director over the program, the health promotion program, he was the only professor in their office at that time. And like all the other professors had peaced out, and like I just like happenstance like went over and talked to him. And he told me about the program, and he was like, you should apply. And he was like, if you apply, I also have this assistantship working with like AOD. Alcohol and drug. And I fell into it. And like I was like, okay, well, this is what's happening. Let me go ahead and apply.
It's like, okay, Lord, I see you.
Hey, Lord, there you go. Just drop it in my lap like that. That's awesome. And I'm kind of curious, with your ACSM personal training certification, when did you get that and what made you decide to, you know, get that credential?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I got that while I was working in corporate wellness at Blue Cross Blue Shield, Mississippi. And so I was one of the exercise specialists. Which I didn't have my credential beforehand. Like, I was like the, I guess, like, maybe content expert, or like using my experience with like promoting health and help changing behaviors. And so I kind of used that, and they were like, you know what, we're gonna get you certified. And I was like, okay, sure,
like, let's do this.
And for those of you that don't know, ACSM is the gold standard for personal training. Like, that's the one we usually want people to get. There's other great ones, but it's up there. It's a good one. It's a hard test.
It was hard. Yes, it was. I went to Texas to actually go into like one of the live trainings.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was hot, but it was good.
Hot in Texas.
Hot in Texas.
Hotter than here.
I believe it
you
was.
Think so? Yeah. Oh Lord. I mean, I feel like we're kind of going to get into the next segment shortly about like what all we're going to have available for Wellness Week. But I kind of want to just talk a little bit about the financial literacy stuff that you do. And I know you've been on the show before and you've talked in depth, but what does that entail?
So we have a kind of like a holistic, comprehensive type model or approach to financial literacy. And so right now, one of our biggest initiative, of course, is peer financial coaching. And so we're like trying to support and build up that program more. But we also, when we created the financial literacy website here at UA, that debuted, I want to say, in 2020. And like, we didn't have anything beforehand. Like, students had to go like search our website and like scour, try to find information. And we saw a need to like house all the information in one central location for students to make it easier. And so we have that. And then I have like bukus of financial literacy presentations coming up this semester. I think I got like maybe 21 that are scheduled for this semester, where I'm going into classrooms and like talking and like doing different workshops.
And you know, just the fact that you've been booked so many times for that presentation, I think that really speaks to how much this is now a priority for our students and for the university. And I bet, you know, we have listeners who are like, financial wellness, like, is that even a wellness thing? And, you know, and then that's a great segue into wondering, like, do our listeners even know about the Alabama model that exists when we think about using that framework for approaching our health and well-being for our students? Because, you know, we have our financial wellness and psychological and career and spiritual and academic and physical, you know, just all of these different components. And I know that that was one big thing that we emphasized with students going, or excuse me, parents going through orientation, letting them know that when we talk about really cultivating the future of your child, your student, I mean, we're for real about it.
You're not lying on that.
It's not like, oh, let's make sure that you don't get the flu while you're here. It's like, no, we gotta make sure that you are loaded up for success in all different kinds of ways.
I mean, the wellness will, I mean, don't even ask me to rattle them off, but there's a lot of components. And I feel like money is very stressful for people. And I think learning and the initiatives that you guys do and learning how to manage your money, you know, the right way. And just, I mean, when you're coming from high school and your parents are paying for things, or some people do have jobs, job. Some people don't. I mean, it's an eye-opener. I kind of wish I had that when I was in school. I kind of had to learn the hard way, I think. I mean, we know Sheena's credit card stories. We could go on to that with the beach towel, but we probably need to take a break.
Yes. Okay, you guys, let's take a break. I'll think about resharing that lovely credit card story. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney, and we're talking about money. I'm just kidding. Well, every time I think about money, and I'll just kind of out myself for a second. It's kind of funny. I have this folder in my email that's money, please. I don't know if you've ever watched Parks and Rec. And Mona Lisa Saperstein's like, money, please. Every time somebody talks about money, that's literally what goes into my head. But anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show. So let's talk a little bit about the kinds of services that you guys offer in your department. And then we're going to really get into like Wellness Week, because this is your baby coming up and you've been working hard to get it all, you know, set up and ready to roll with lots of partners, lots of campus partners. So what kind of services do you provide aside from the money, please, and the financial wellness side of things? But just enlighten us.
Yeah, we offer a lot of services, mm-hmm. Whitney, and Sheena can probably speak to this as well, but our department, we are made up of, let's see, we have 3 health educators, with Sheena being one of them, registered dietitian, so we offer lots of nutrition services. We also have Charlotte, who's also one of our health educators, and Charlotte kind of oversees sexual health. We have a condom distribution program that's inside of 24-hour residence halls. She also oversees mental health and works very closely with the counseling center. Mm-hmm. Her other topic areas are healthy relationships, so we do programming around those topics. And then we also have lots of alcohol and other drug education that Delanne, our director, currently oversees and does.
And I think one thing, too, that maybe students don't always associate with our office, students who have been coming in as incoming freshmen have been taking what's been called Thrive courses. And Whitney, I don't know if you're familiar with it as like the alcohol EDU course. So it kind of got rebranded for Thrive. And I feel like in a lot of ways that kind of sets us apart from other institutions in terms of having these modules that we have the students complete prior to being an active student on campus, because we're able to educate them. But I know that we also do a lot of questions related to what types of alcohol-free alternative programming they're interested in, and we're able to share that information with other departments like university programs when it comes to their events too. So Tiffany was kind of talking about like all of the different areas. I was like, oh man, we can't forget our Thrive courses, and then our mental health brown bag series, we've got that. And then we also do, have you heard of our hashtag adulting series?
That's a new one. I think I have.
Yeah.
I might need to take it.
Yes. It's monthly. I mean, as much as I talk about the problems I have, Whitney, I probably should do our hashtag.
Isn't that funny? Kind of like taking a little introspection of our lives as we approach 40. Yes.
But just as it sounds, our hashtag adulting series is monthly, and essentially it's a different topic related to helping you adult better. So I know in the past we've talked about car care. So if you see all these funky maintenance lights going off on your car, and maybe somebody else has handled that for you, now you know how to handle that, changing a tire. I know we have an upcoming one that's going to be about how to have civil conversations with those that have differing political opinions from you. So I feel like you're going home
that
for the
is
holidays
awesome.
And like navigating that, where you're not just like wanting to throw down.
Yeah.
Like, so we're very strategic
with it. Really like that, because I was just thinking about the whole car thing, and like how, I mean, when I was younger, like, you know, my dad would kind of keep an eye out for things like that, and then I remember having to kind of figure it out for myself, like, you know, when I came to school, and some people may not know, when you check engine light, I'm like Penny, okay, from Big Bang Theory, I'm like, I'll still ride around with my check engine light on, and I'm like, I shouldn't do this, but I just really don't want to. So anyway, don't take advice from me, but adulting, I really like that, and I like navigating conversations. I think that can work well with like religious topics too. Like, you want to learn about other people and just being like, you know, aware, but also it can be a learning experience for everybody. And I don't know, that's cool. Man, you guys are doing some really great things.
Yeah, we also offer experiential learning opportunities. So, like, we have, like, Sheena, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
But yeah, it happens Sheena brings to us in all like the time.
Dietetic interns, so they intern with us.
Yeah, we actually have one in the studio listening right now. Yes,
we offer internship sites for public health students or public health majors, the peer financial coaches. Like I feel like that's experiential learning as well.
I don't know. I feel like maybe in a nutshell, like we just want wellness to fit in practically within our students' lives on campus while educating them at
practical
the same time.
Practical wellness.
Yeah, because I think sometimes, like as opposed to other departments on campus, we don't necessarily have these direct services per se, but have these like experiences and programs that we do, and I think so much of it couldn't happen without the collaboration of other campus departments. So I think it, you know, really as a division, it's neat to see how health and well-being is such a priority that my goodness, you know, I think it was in 2017 when Dr. Perez took on that position of associate vice president of, you know, health and well-being, because that's like such a priority for our campus. So
holistic wellness, like that's it right there. And you guys are facilitating it, but you're kind of using your campus partner. That's cool. Y'all are very that's very interesting. I never thought about that, because at the rec we're very service driven and programs. University programs is that way, but I mean it's that's very cool. So speaking of, I mean, we have Wellness Week. And so what do we have going on for Wellness Week? What kinds of things do we have?
Thank you for asking. super excited for Wellness Week. So we have like a plethora of different events and activities to help promote health and wellness among our students. And the majority of our programs kind of focuses on like the physical component of the Alabama model. And so we have a sexual health event that's kicking off our week of events on Monday night. It's Monday night.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, I'm super excited about this. We have the 20 squared fitness class. So we're partnering with y'all to offer that. And so like that is going to be like VIP. So you got to register for that. So I encourage you to register because there are limited seats. I think there are 14.
Yeah.
So super excited about that. And we're offering that 2 days next week on Tuesday and Thursday. So if you missed out on Tuesday, you can hit them up on Thursday.
See, this is why I love Michaela and Hannah and like our fitness team. Because like me being, you know, the OG that's been there forever, I'm like, we could do like a yoga class. And then they were like, no, let's create something different. I was like, and that is why y'all do what you do. Because she was like, let's do a 20 squared class or whatever calling it, because they're going to do cycle. And then I think bar, is that what it was? Because Hannah created this class called Pulse. If you've never taken it, it will kick your butt. I'm not even kidding. Like it's good. It's like Pure Bar, but I think it's way better. But, I probably shouldn't have said that. Whoopsie. Sorry. What is that? I don't even know. But they're really excited about it because they kind of created this like fusion class that honestly we don't even offer at the rec center. So it is very exclusive and you should sign up for it. They're pumped about it.
I'm pumped too. Yeah. I'm biased. I like spin classes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like I love them.
Okay.
I was coming to the 6 a.m. spin class for a little while.
Yeah.
But like, you know, life happened. And I gotta get back into it.
Yeah.
But so I'm very biased. I think that it's amazing. And so like, people need to check it out.
They're pumped about it. So y'all try it.
Then also on Tuesday, Sheena will be doing a nutrition for exercise performance presentation. So I'm super excited about that. And that one is really convenient because it's on Zoom. So if you are not able to, well, we're not having it in person, but wherever you are, you can join us and listen to Sheena talk about these important topics.
And we're specifically doing it in the evening because we didn't want to do it during the day. And what if somebody has class? So We're trying to make sure that we're like hitting our time frames of like everybody getting to participate in at least something.
I like it
during Wellness Week.
Right, and then on Wednesday we have like the student health fair. So this is going to be from 10 to 2, and we're going to talk about and provide resources and talk about campus resources and like community resources. And we're also offering free HIV testing during the time of the health fair.
Oh wow!
Yep.
Nice.
And then Thursday, like I said, we're going to have our 20 squared class. Mm-hmm. And we have Thoughtful Thursday, which is a new initiative that our department debuted last week. It's going to be every Thursday, the first through the fourth Thursday of the month.
Yes.
And we had Mindful Moment.
Yes.
On last week.
Yes.
And this week is going to be
Peaceful Pause. So we
Peaceful Pause.
Yes. I don't know what time it is. No. So with our Thoughtful Thursdays, every Thursday of the month, it'll be just a different type of program, but within this umbrella of Thoughtful Thursday. So nice. That first Thursday of the month is the mindful moment, and we have our labyrinth out at the Student Center.
Yeah.
We have some meditation pillows. There's like a QR code where the students can scan and then go through the guided meditation, and then we have like the adult coloring books and all the things. And then the second Thursday of the month, it's an event sponsored by the Counseling Center. It's called Peaceful Pause. And so they have their own kind of like relaxation activities. I think for the month of September, they were actually doing it as a tabling activity. And then the third Thursday of the month, which happens to fall during Wellness Week, I walk folks through a guided mindful eating session. So letting them know what mindful eating is. And then we'll do that. So that'll be nice. And then our fourth Thursday is our wellness walks, right?
Yeah, wellness walks. So we'll be having like a guided walk around campus and like kind of connecting with nature and having like that reset for the day, and just thinking about how to be more mindful in our everyday activities.
For me, and I was just thinking about this and then we'll take a break, but for me, when I was thinking about like the nature walks and being mindful, I'm such a like a bird person. I love birds. It's weird. Like, I know their calls. Like, when I'm out, so I'm like, oh, yeah, that's chickadee. You know, and I'm just like, that's just, yeah, like, I'm very into that. Like, I really like nature and birds, and I think it's cool when you can unplug and, like, put your cell phones away and just listen to what's around you, because you hear a lot of species of birds. You're like, there's life happening that's outside of who I am right now. And so I think it's kind of like, that's your fuel for thought for the break.
I like that.
I love birds. They're awesome.
Okay, with that, y'all go outside. Listen for some birds. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Gap Stone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied, and we are kicking off Wellness Week, and we have Tiffany on, and she's just been enlightening us about all the fun activities. And shout out to the Rec Center for the 20 Squared class that you can sign up for. 20 minutes of cycle, 20 minutes of bar, which is our pulse class. We're going to have is the labyrinth out, you said, next week, or am I making that up? Or no, that's one of the Thursday things.
Yeah, that's one of our
Thoughtful Thursdays. But lots of activities, so check it out on their website. I guess that's posted on your website, and then also social media.
Definitely.
As well. But aside from the peer financial coaching and literacy and all that, those fun things, what other services you guys offer? I know on my little cheat sheet here, it says Project Health and Peer Education. So I was curious as to what that is.
Yes, Whitney. Project Health is like my other baby. They are awesome, but, you know, sometimes they can, like, right this week, they need a lot. But that's okay, though. That's my other baby.
It happens.
So Project Health is our peer education group. And peer education is a evidence-based method in public health where we know that that peer-to-peer connection is a good way to transfer information because students are talking to other students. And so some information is better transmitted through students, and so health and wellness information being some of that.
Yeah.
And so our job as advisors of Project Health, Charlotte and I, are to make sure that the information that our students research is valid and important information, and that they can relate that to their students. And so that's kind of what peer education is in a nutshell.
Is peer education the health hut?
Yes, it is.
See, I knew it. Y'all always have the cool stuff in the games. And then I get really flattered when they're like, they think I'm a student. And I'm like walking by and I'm like, yeah, I still got it. I'm just kidding. That's awesome. And like, are y'all recruiting for those positions? Do you apply? Is it paid positions or is it like an internship? How does that work?
Those are all great questions. So Health Hut is one of the five branches of Project Health. So we have five total. We have about 140 to 150 students in Project Health at any given time or per semester, each semester. But basically, we do a heavy recruitment process each semester. So that's a lot. But, you know, it's good because we recruit the best of the best. And so right now we're gearing up to start recruitment, and like our VPs of recruitment and our coordinators of recruitment within Project Health are going to be doing like interest meetings. They're going to be going around campus promoting Project Health and getting students interested and telling them about what the program is. We're going to be sending out emails to professors and all that, letting everybody know like, hey, like the application window is going to open at this time. And then we're hoping to recruit some students. We generally bring in about, for the fall semester, we'll probably bring in about 30 to 40 students. And usually our application process is really competitive.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's a good one to have on your resume. Right, hint, hint, students.
I feel like so many transferable skills.
Yeah, right.
Know? Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And, you know, and when I think about our interview process, like there have been like a handful of times, and it's been forever since I've kind of been watching them happen in real time, but I feel like it's a pretty vigorous process. Like, I know at some point in time we've done, like, you do the group interview, then an individual interview. What does the interview process look like now for us, Tiffany?
Yeah, so it looks a little bit different. We've evolved since, of, like, COVID and, like, the changing landscape. Sorry. I can't talk today. But now that interview process looks like you have an individual interview with, like, a group of, like, two Project Health members. And then the member that, or the candidate, is going to do, like, a 10-minute presentation on a health topic. So they do that to like kick off the interview. And then from that, they get asked about 15 to 20 type interview type questions, and they have to give responses. And then once all of those are complete, the VPs of recruitment will kind of go through all of the different applicants. And then they will compare, make their selections, and present their selections to Charlotte and I. And then like after that, we make final selections and like people are chosen.
So how many do y'all normally choose?
So for the fall, we'll probably have about 30 to 40. For the spring, when everybody graduates, we'll probably about 50 to 60.
That's a lot. So I guess the job of these students is, are they coming up with these programs and being up, or are they being a part of the things like Wellness Week and like volunteering? Because I know they're trying to disseminate information like peer-to-peer because and like Health Hut and that kind of stuff. But what are there any other things that they're involved in? Do they get to create programs?
They do.
They do? Okay.
So depending on the specific branch, so our ambassador branch and our gamma branch, they actually, in our advocate branch, they actually create presentations or programs. So ambassadors and advocates create programs that they present around the topic areas that our office generally educates around.
Okay.
So your alcohol, sexual health, financial health, all those things that we kind of cover. And then our advocates, they actually create like many like not health fairs or wellness week events. Like they create events on a smaller scale.
Okay, okay.
So they do that. But then all Project Health members participate in, like, creating outreach materials. Like, they do the research on a specific topic.
Okay.
And then they put that topic together, and then they present it to us. They go up, like, a hierarchy chain. And then we say, yes, this looks great. And then they can go and, like, talk to their peers about the information that they've researched on the topics that they think are important.
Has there been a topic that you've been like, ooh, I didn't know about that, where they've kind of, like, brought something to your attention that maybe is a health issue for college students? Because I know y'all are pretty versed in keeping up with things, because you kind of, I mean, you have to, and that's just continuing education that we get. But have you found that, like, somebody presents something to you and you're like, whoa, okay, that is great? Or maybe you've had to, like, kind of shut it down, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't work? I don't know.
So we kind of have, like, Charlotte and I kind of cheat a little bit, Whitney.
Oh, yeah.
So we come up with, like, the general topic.
I gotcha.
We say, all right, this is a topic, and then y'all find a subtopic within this area.
Okay, okay.
And so we kind of have an idea of, like, parameters, the subtopic that are out there.
Yeah.
But we have gotten, like, materials, and we're like, wait, what? What is this?
Are you sure this was from an evidence-based website?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Let's readdress this. Yeah. Let's look at this again.
Yeah.
So we have that sometimes.
And I one thing that I would probably mention to our listeners too is that, you know, if you're thinking about joining Project Health, it's not, you don't have to be a health-related major. I think sometimes there's this perception of like, oh, like I need to be a health-related major. And we certainly have that because, you know, people know that we write really good recommendations letters for, you know, medical school, folks going into nutrition program, pre-PA, like all this different stuff. But then you have some like folks that have had nothing to do with wellness, but just have like a passion for doing that kind of work. Would you say that's like a fair statement to
me? Oh, absolutely, Sheena. Absolutely. Like, most of the skills that you pick up in Project Health, like, these are transferable skills to any career or any major. So there's going to be lots of public speaking, lots of, like, you can do, like, research. Like, we research and create our own materials. Even customer service, when you're, like, interacting with other students and, like, you know, offering that to them in some way. So I think that all of the skills that are learned in Project Health are transferable. So like, you're definitely open to any major. And back to your other question, Whitney, about is it paid? It is not paid.
Okay.
But the wealth of experience that you get is invaluable.
And you know, I feel like, because, and that's something to be said. It really is, because where else are you going to get these types of experiences that when you do leave school and you need to try to apply for medical school or for a job, I mean, you need to have those experiences. And I was thinking about what Sheena was saying about medical students. I mean, I didn't even really think about that, because we're similar at the rec center, where we'll get like random students that want to work for us to be a personal trainer, and they're like an accounting major, and I'm like, dude, that has nothing to do, but they just want that outlet because they enjoy fitness and they enjoy wellness. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool, because for group exercise, you know, we were talking at one point, I don't even remember, about how like public speaking, this could totally be a different show, who even knows, but how just in general public speaking is super important for students. And once we get them in a studio teaching a group exercise class, they can now public speak. And so it's the same thing with Project Health. If you have them at the Health Hut and they're having to stop and talk to people, I mean, that's kind of nerve-wracking to have to stop and talk to your peers. And so I always commend them for the enthusiasm that they have, especially in the rec center. I always see them parked kind of out front in the lobby in the rec center. And they do such a good job, like, just being happy and resourceful. And while it's not paid, they're getting the wealth of knowledge. And they're getting, and we all did things like that. Yeah, and that's right, just how it is. You just kind of have to be a part of things for the experience.
And I know we're about to have to take a break, and Tiffany is probably too humble to mention this, but we have to mention that our Project Health program is an award-winning, nationally recognized program. Like, it is seen by other universities, kind of like the benchmark.
That's awesome.
Of doing their own their own peer education. So I just had to like make sure that I said it as like an outsider, but within the department, so we didn't seem too like whatever.
That's awesome. You know, that's good job. That's so awesome.
Yes, but okay, we gotta take a break, and then we have our last 5 minutes, Tiffany. We have a very, very important question for you at the end of the show. So hold your breath. Here we go. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. We're finishing up another great show with Fit to Be Tied, kicking off our wellness week. So if you've been listening, you better sign up for some stuff. We got fun things to do. Okay, so Tiffany, this is the question that I don't know why. I don't even know where this came from. I think in my head I was like making up questions one day, and I just thought this would be fun to ask our guests. But what gets you hyped and excited when you know you have like a date, like wellness week, and you got to conquer it? Like, what gets you motivated?
Do you mean like as I'm coming to work, or just like in general?
Anything. Yeah. I mean, just like at the top of your head, like what kind of hypes you up? It can be anything.
Music.
Heck
like,
yeah.
Okay, so I listen to like trap music, aka rap music. And like when I know it's gonna be like one of those long days or long weeks, like I blast it on my way to work.
What artist?
Right now I'm listening to who is that? Kanye West has this song with XXXTentacion. I don't know how to say his name.
There's so many new people out there. I feel a little old because I'm like, I don't know who this person is.
Yes, but Kanye has this song. And then, like, there's this new song with DJ Khaled. And he has, like, all these people on there. Yeah. Like, Kanye West, Rick Ross.
Nice.
And, like, Jay-Z.
Okay.
And Lil Wayne. And, like, all of them. And, like, I blast it every
like
morning.
Like, old school people coming together.
Yes.
Making new music.
Making new music.
Good for you. Yeah, I think that's a theme lately. Sheena's all about music. What was mine? I don't remember. Was it dance? It was probably dancing.
It was dancing. It was dancing.
Sure. So it's along the same lines.
And so just to give you context, the first guest that we asked this question, Paige Acker,
from
University Programs, she said having a good plan
got
her hype. Like, she's like, if I know what I'm going to do. And I was like, dang, you went out of the box, and I love it.
It was the most out of the box response I think we had, because in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to put on a good playlist. I'm going to dance around. I'm going to get excited. You know, roll my windows down, you know, that kind of thing. And you were along those lines. She was along those lines. And then Paige was like, organized planner. Have a good plan. And I was like, I don't hate it. I mean, I kind of got excited about it, too. And it was just... It was just kind of funny. So that's kind of been like the question. Last season on our show, we talked about, you know, self-care. Mm-hmm. And that's great. But I was like, what get you hyped? That's like, yes. like in my head, I'm like, what gets you going? So, yeah, Sheena's is in sync in the mornings.
Yes, although, and Tiffany, you were probably around in the office when this happened. So our former programming assistant, she said that she saw me like one morning and she was like, oh yeah, I saw you dancing around in the van with like the kids. And aww. I was like, well, depending on whether or not the kids were like in the van, if I was like on my way to work after dropping them off, it could have been Missy Elliott and not Coco Melon. So you know, like, I might have switched it up by
that's
that
so awesome. See, we're cool.
We are cool.
We're so cool. That was a, I mean, yeah. So think about, so our listeners, think about what makes you hype.
Yes.
Like what makes you excited. It can be something from like some coffee or maybe you just like to go out with friends or listen to music, be with your family. Like what gets you excited? So I'm going to leave that with our listeners.
I like that. Yeah. Well, with that said, y'all have a fabulous week. Join us for Wellness Week. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.